Time for our regular segment, Christians Who Have Made a Difference. And today we're looking at Father Damien of Molokai. Now, Father Damien, or Joseph de Wooster, was born in Belgium in 1840. He didn't have much of an education, but in 1864, at age 24, went to Hawaii and was ordained a priest. In 1866, Hawaii was experiencing a disease epidemic, including leprosy. So the government set up a colony on the island of Molokai to isolate the sick. From 1866 to 1869, over 8,000 people were sent to the colony. The government provided some food, but little else. Planted crops failed, and very soon, drunken and lewd conduct prevailed. The Catholic bishop in Hawaii was reluctant to send a priest to Molokai because of the terrible conditions. However, Father Damien volunteered and arrived at the colony in 1873. He had 816 lepers to care for. As well as his priestly duties, he built a church, homes, beds, coffins, orphanages, and schools. He dressed ulcers, dug graves, and organized work for those who could work. When Hawaiian Princess Lydia visited the settlement to present a medal to Father Damien, she was reported as having been too distraught and heartbroken to read her speech. She told the world about Father Damien, and Christians in the USA and Britain raised money to assist his work. It is believed that Damien never wore the medal given to him in public. In December 1884, while preparing to bathe, Damien inadvertently put his foot into scalding water, causing his skin to blister. He felt nothing. Damien had contracted leprosy. Despite this discovery, he continued his work for another 5 years. He died of leprosy on Molokai in 1889, age 49 only. The famous Scottish novelist Robert Louis Stevenson went to Molokai and praised Damien for what he had done. Mahatma Gandhi claimed Father Damien to be an inspiration for his social campaigns in India that led to the freedom of his people and aid for those that needed it. We salute Christian Father Damien of Molokai.